Welcome to today's session, where we're going to talk about the binge eating time machine. And this could be the most powerful process you learn in the entire program, because the biggest challenge people have when it comes to losing weight is that they don't know what to do when they screw up. They don't know how to get themselves back on track. And just like in politics, when they say it's not the crime, it's the cover-up that gets you in trouble, it's not the binging or the overeating. It's what you do after that that gets you in trouble. Oftentimes people make a mistake and then that's it. You know, I blew it. You know, I screwed up. I fell off the wagon. And then days, weeks, months, years go by before they get back on track again. And usually it's only until they make the same mistake again and repeat the same pattern. So what we want to do is be able to get back on track. You know, getting back on track is more important than being able to stay on track, because everyone at some point is going to screw up. So you need to get good at being able to dust yourself off, learn from it, and get yourself back on track quickly. And that's what this process is all about. So simply, we start with the idea that if I knew what I know now, then what would I have done differently? So I want you to think of a time recently when you either overate or just made a bad food choice. Okay, think of something, think of a specific time that you did that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to make a movie of this. The movie starts about 10 minutes before the behavior. So I want you to think of where you were 10 minutes before that behavior happened. And I want you to think of it as if you're watching a movie on a screen. And I want you to think about how you felt in that situation, right? Where were you at emotionally? What state were you in? I want you to think about where you were, who was there. And then what I want you to do is I want you to play that movie forward, and I want you to see yourself in that situation, what you did, how you ate. And again, I want you to watch it, gain some awareness of it. A different perspective of our behaviors is really great. And now let the movie play through till it's about an hour after that behavior. And that's where the movie can end. So I want you to connect with those feelings that go along with overeating. Maybe it's physical discomfort, you know, disappointment, letting yourself down, guilt, shame, whatever it may be. Let yourself feel some of those. Now it's the end of the movie. Now what I want you to do, and this is a very important part of the process, is to rewind everything. So I want you to associate into your body, right? Imagine yourself floating up from your seat, watching the movie, into your body in the movie. Feel that guilt, that shame, that physical discomfort. And now I want you to rewind everything. So everything's going backwards in this movie. So the food's coming out of your mouth. You know, the food goes back up. And you go back all the way to the beginning, to where you started the movie. Now you take control. And now you ask yourself the question, knowing what I know now, what could have changed this up? We start with the feelings. Where were you at with your state at that time? Were you stressed out? Right? Were you depressed? Were you feeling really tired and overwhelmed? Whatever state you were in, I want you to imagine you have that dial now, 0 to 100, and you can feel whatever emotion you would like to feel. So maybe in that situation, you would like to have felt more energy. Maybe you would like to feel more calm and relaxed. Maybe that would have helped you out. You decide on an emotion right now. Now imagine you're cranking it up, 0 to 100, so that you at the beginning of the movie can feel this new emotion that you did not feel originally. And now, again, knowing what you know now, what are some things you could have done differently? Knowing what you know now, if you go back in time, what would you have done differently? Now play the movie through as this new you, this ideal you, this wiser you. Play the movie through and see how you would act and respond. Notice how your thinking's different. Notice how your feelings are different. Notice what it's like to behave differently. And experience this as first person as you can, so as if you're living it right now. See yourself doing the new thing, and now let it play through another hour till after that behavior, or after you avoided that behavior, till the end of the movie. Okay, so now what you've done is, think about this. Usually when you overeat or you make a bad food decision, you just keep replaying that same bad movie over and over in your mind. So you're programming yourself to keep doing that same thing. This process gives you a new movie. It gives you new options and choices. And it's very, very helpful, because it'll get you out of the state of just beating yourself up and it'll put you into solution mode. And the more you can get yourself into solution mode, the more you can get yourself on track, that's what's going to get you the results you're looking for. I promise you. So get used to doing this. Don't worry about making mistakes. They're going to happen. Get good at getting yourself back on track using this technique. Right? Have a great day. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. And remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.